You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are wrapping up this hump day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl, joined by Andrew Gribble. Thank you so much for all your calls all day. We're going to hit that Twitter mailbag. You can get a last-minute tweet in at Browns_daily to discuss any topics from the quarterback, free agency, Browns' greatest game of all time, Browns' greatest game of last year. I still need help from my NCAA bracket, Philip Rivers. Is it his final year in San Diego? I'll bring in our great producer, Jason Gibbs. What do you got there, Gibbsy?
All right, guys, real quick from Seth Burkett. What is the holdup with signing Dwayne Bowe? Is it happening? Is it not happening? I've gotten a couple questions today about that. Any ideas, guys, where we stand with that right now?
I think it's uncertain at this point because we haven't seen anything official. I think the one thing to note, which, you know, maybe is in the Browns' favor, is I don't know about you guys. I have not seen any other potential visits on
I
his
have not
schedule.
Either.
Yeah, neither have
I've not seen anything like that. So, you know, I think that you would think bodes well for the Browns, but nothing to report yet, but we'll be on top of it when it is official.
All right, guys, from Paul Myers Golf, our good friend. Any tight end effort in free agency, or are we just going to look to the draft since the pool is weak?
You know, I've asked that question multiple times to you, Andrew. I asked it to Scott Petrek as well. Charles Clay off the board in most cases, either staying in Miami or heading to Buffalo. And, you know, you talked about Max Williams. Is maybe that 19 opportunity, and again, after you hear Charles Robinson say, you know, wide receiver, I would love to go wide receiver early at 12 if we can get one of the top three, but if we don't, maybe we address the D-line at 12 and if Danny Shelton's available. And then do we maybe move at 19 and move back, gain more picks, more bats at the plate, as everybody likes to call them, and maybe slightly stretch on Max Williams, hoping that he becomes an impactful, you know, first-year player as a part of this offense?
Yeah, and I think not, if you pick at 19, that is definitely probably a reach for Max Williams.
Yes.
You know, because everywhere you see him projected, it's either very low first round or even into the second round.
Right.
So if you identify Max Williams as your guy, I think the goal would be to trade back and go maybe as far back as you think you can without worrying about losing him. But, you know, if you're looking at the market now, there's a couple guys out there. I think that, you know, we mentioned James Casey earlier, Jermaine Gresham. I think there's the Rob Hausler. I think he's still on the market.
He is.
You know, not these aren't big names. And really, outside of Charles Clay, there really wasn't the huge name. Charles Clay and Jordan Cameron, after that, there weren't really that many big names to begin with on the
You're right about that.
Market.
Gribbs, I just want to jump in with one other bit of news. The Ravens running back Bernard Price was arrested of DWI. He has now been cut by the Baltimore Ravens. There's now been three Baltimore Ravens who've been in trouble, and in most cases it ensued an immediate release from the team.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of drawing a hard line in the sand. And, you know, Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun, he's been all over this story, and you know, he said that one of his tweets says the Ravens' patience is at an end with off-field problems after 9 arrests of team employees, including 8 players in the past year. So this is a time of year where, you know, it's usually if you're a player and you're making headlines, it's a bad idea. But the Ravens are at a point where there's enough examples in front of these players where they know if they're getting this probably didn't. The fact that he was cut probably didn't catch Bernard Pierce by surprise after this all went
down.
Oh,
I'm sure. And what is it with the AFC North? It's like the Bengals, it seemed like for 3-4 years, had their stretch of guys, of bad guys getting in trouble, Pac-Man Jones and that. And now it seems like they've laid off and righted the ship, and now the Ravens have stepped right into their role.
Yeah, you know, it's just bad decisions. You know, it's just you're in such a prime position. I'm sure another team will take a chance on him, but probably at a lower price.
You got Chris Borland leaving after 1 year because of concussions, and you got guys that can't, you know, pick up a phone and call a taxi. You know, It's a scary world. Gibbs, you got any last-minute tweets?
Yeah, real quick, guys. We got about a minute left here. Might be wrong, but avoid Petty. Reminds me too much of a young Whedon. I don't like the track record of Big 12 QBs adapting to the NFL. This is from Pete Bellini. Pete goes on, I would look hard at Mannion from Oregon State before Petty. Mannion has an arm, smart, and was not a single-read quarterback like Foles. What do you guys say here in our final minute?
To me, Mannion reminds me more to Whedon than Petty does.
Because he
doesn't move much in the pocket, and he seemed to thrive at Oregon State his junior year because he had great receivers, and then this past year he wasn't all that good. Petty can at least move you I think the big thing, the worry with Petty is the system he's coming from, how he adapts to the NFL. I think that's the big concern.
You got it. Well, great show today. Andrew Gribble, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. You're wearing multiple hats, as is Jason Gibbs, producing. Jason, you're going to be joining the Golden Boys up next, are you not?
You got it, buddy. I move over to the other side.
Emmett Golden and Jason Gibbs will be over on Golden Boys coming up next. I got to give some thanks out to Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. Thank you to Charles Robinson, a late addition to the show, NFL writer, talking the new competition rules. He talked about that the Browns are loving those wide receivers in the first round. It is Matt Wilhelm here from the Dog Bowl. We'll continue the show Thursday and Friday. Let's keep our eye on Dwayne Bowe. And I would like to say thank you for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.